32 Alpha Juliet Romeo, and this is the Friday night edition of the Moonlighters Rag to Net. This net meets every night of the week, Monday through Friday. Thursday's edition of this net is a tech net with Bob, and Sunday night's edition of this net is a vintage net with John, K1VCR. Wednesday night edition of this net is an open forum, just a free-for-all rag queue, so come on in and see us. We primarily use NetLogger as our means of logging. You can obtain that from our website, www.moonlightersnet.com. You can also come and see us on Facebook, and that group is Moonlightersnet 7.272. More than welcome to join. We will be taking RF check-ins. I'll do that first, and we will take them on a regular basis, or at least when I can remember. Again, this is Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo. My name is Andy, just outside of Buffalo, New York. Anybody wishing to check in RF, CQ40. This is W2AJR for the Moonlighters. Come with your call sign twice, please. Okay, nobody. We'll get rolling. Logging for me tonight is, as always, 84JG. Mr. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. It's a nice day down here in Chattanooga today. And not too bad. Did a bunch of little errands. And, hey, I checked in yesterday, and I listened in just for a bit today for that 6-8 group. That's a pretty good group. I think Tim was running it today, but I was running around, didn't have a chance to sit down. I may try to hang out there during the winter when I'm in the house. It's too cold to be outside.
Yep, they're a decent group. The Brothers Net, that's a decent one on 192. They start at 6 o'clock. I heard Tim, I heard you last night on 7272 talking to somebody, if there was the tail end of a net or whatever. Or 7275, I'm sorry. I don't know if that was just a rag chew or whatever, but yeah, so that's cool. Well, that's good. So we'll get on down the list, and thank you for keeping me out of trouble.
I'll do my best, but trouble equals trouble. Hey, A4JG.
Yeah, some people you just can't help. N9UAE, what's up, Dave?
Another cold, dismal day here. Other than that, not much up. But it's supposed to start getting wet in the morning.
Oh, your favorite, cold. Well, we're done with the snow. We had, 25 inches of snow yesterday. So that was fun. And it was lighter snow, and we had 40-mile-an-hour winds. So, yeah, that was good. I stayed home and worked from home yesterday because it was I didn't feel like standing out at the bus stop in 40-mile-an-hour snow. So that was what was going on here. Today is better. A little bit of sunshine on and off, so that was nice.
Yeah, I don't blame you about the 40-mile-an-hour snow. That's a blizzard condition to me.
Yeah, pretty damn close. 5 miles an hour more, I think. Oh, maybe 40 miles an hour is blizzard conditions. I'm not quite sure. But, yeah, last night we had, I was talking to John for a little while there, we had thunder and lightning. That was all. It's thunder snow. That's always fun.
Oh, you gotta love thunder snow. That's a different kind of scenario altogether. Anyhow, I ain't got anything. I'll be standing by in 9UAE.
Sounds good, Dave. Clear with that 9UAE, Whiskey 2, Alpha, Juliet, Romeo. And 0TFQ, I haven't talked to you in a while, Phil. How you doing?
Oh, I've been hiding out. Trying to stay away from getting in trouble and all that kind of junk. Well, we had our Christmas party there at the city. It was one of those, what do they call them, Dirty Santa deals where we brought a present and you pick a number, you pick a present out from under the tree and open it up when your number comes up. And if somebody wants it, they can steal it from you and so on and so forth. And you can steal a present from somebody else. One of those kind of fun type of things. And instead of the traditional type of goodies, they had good old-fashioned homemade vegetable beef stew and homemade chili with cornbread and all the trimmings and all the festivities and the desserts like you would not believe. It was actually very good. Kind of really pigged out on it. So, darn kids, they got into the present already had wrapped up, thinking they could have it, and they opened it up and saw it wasn't anything they could play with, and so I had to rewrap it. And he also did it to the package that I had for him to take to school for the school party. And I told him, I says, well, you just blew your wad on that there, fella. I already told the school don't let you go to the party because you already, you already taken that out of the package and thrown it in your toy box. So, SOL on that. Egads. Kids. And I was when I was at Wally World, they had a couple, three of the leftovers from the Black Thursday special. And so I picked up a little laptop for a pretty good price. And so now I got to get it up and running and get NetLogger logged onto it and all those other kind of ham radio thingies and be able to have it here by my amateur radio broadcast station here. So I'll be finally up and running with the big boys there pretty soon there. Over.
Don't tell Dave that you got a laptop and you can have NetLogger going. He'll turn you into a net control station.
Or a logger.
I know how to do it first.
Or a logger.
Yeah, or a logger. There you go. He'll teach you how to do it. He's happy to instruct people on how to use NetLogger.
Well, the way I've done nets and stuff, we did 120 group blind transmission, blind BTBs, they call them. Blind transmission broadcast, and then you gotta decrypt it and then come back with your response.
There you go. Now that's a traffic net right there. When you gotta decrypt it, that's some kind of traffic.
Oh, yeah. And if you don't have the one-time pad, you can't decrypt it.
Yeah, we're not gonna do that.
We're not gonna go that way. That's the only way I know how to do it.
Oh, no problem. I'll come down there over Christmas and we'll teach you.
You realize I'm an old dog. It's kind of hard to teach me new tricks.
Maybe I can teach your puppy dog.
Oh, she could probably learn pretty a lot quicker than I could.
Anywho, back to you guys, N9UIE.
There you go. Thanks, Dave. I thought you'd like to hear that. Well, that's cool, Bill. Yeah, we're going to Seneca Falls. In the Finger Lakes region of New York, and that's that town was the inspiration for the town in It's a Wonderful Life. So they're having a It's a Wonderful Life thing tomorrow, and my wife wants to go see that, so that's where we're headed.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
that's neat. Yeah, they got a big to-doings there here in big park there in Paducah where you ride through it at night, and it's got all kinds of neato goodies and everything else, and all the cost is a couple canned goods of food stock that you can donate to their whatever their kitchen thingy is that they deal with whatever the needy and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of neat to do that and whatnot, but yeah, that sounds like a neat deal, and I imagine that community is probably in that era of design and everything, so it almost looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't, they wasn't built there or anything, but the bridge and all the main street and all that stuff all looked like Seneca Falls. I'll have to get the whole story. I'm not quite sure why the director or the creators of that were in that town, but it served as their inspiration. So yeah, it's gonna be fun. One of our favorite Christmas movies. So the girls are going with us, so it's the whole family gonna go for the day. So that'll be nice.
Oh, that sounds like fun. And then you guys pull over to a good place to put on the feed bag and enjoy your company and having a good visit all the way around and find out who's what and what's going on and who's doing what to who and all that kind of good stuff. Just good old-fashioned gathering. Sounds like a lot of fun to me there, over.
Yep. Not bad. It's, I don't know, an hour and a half, 2-hour trip. So, there and back. So yeah, definitely got to find some place. I guess there's some really decent restaurants in town. So we'll find something for lunch and dinner and have ourselves a good time. The weather's supposed to be decent too. I guess they got some snow, which is nice, but not too much. It's going to be, I don't know, 30, 31, 32 degrees tomorrow, so it won't be super cold. So, yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, yeah, and if nothing else, surely there's a Cracker Barrel or a Bob Evans or something like that, good quality family restaurant along the way somewhere. And if all else fails, a lot of the truck stops got pretty good chow in them, by golly. I've had a few of them in my life. Quite a few of them, as a matter of fact. And they do put on a good feedback there, over.
Yep, roger on that, Bill. All right, I'm going to get on down the list. I want to try to get as many people in before the net takes, before the band takes a cramp. So, as always, Bill, you hear somebody I don't, you pop in. You got a comment, you make it, okay?
QSL, did you go away? Hi, over.
No, I didn't go away. I don't think I went away. Looks like I'm still transmitting.
I was running.
Yeah, I'm keeping an eye on the needle when I'm talking, so I'm making sure that I'm still in there. All right, we're there with N0GFQ, W8RNE. Rick, can you still hear me? Uh-oh, that's not a good sign. W8RNE, Rick, you got a copy?
He might have just walked away.
W8RNE, you're up. Well, that's good. I'm glad I can hear somebody that's... I'm not hearing Andy at all. He is, not there. So, I don't know if he's not running an amp or the band is just garbage already. But good evening, everyone. Got up to 28 degrees here today along the lake. Not too bad. No big accumulations, real white. But other than that, the band is garbage. I'm hearing John. I heard Dave. I'm hearing... Bill and Tim, but no Andy. So, that's how it's going. Nothing else going on here. Just another Friday night on the radio. Back to you, Tim. Let him know that, because I don't know if he's hearing me either.
He's finished, Andy. Do you copy him at all?
I can tell he's talking, Tim, but I can't hear him. The band's already taking a dump. That sucks. Oh well, that's just the way it is, I guess, at this time of the year.
Yeah, that's weird, because you're both 10 over 9.
Yeah, so are you. I can hear John, and Bill was coming in loud, so was Dave and Jeff. But Rick was there when he checked in, because I heard him loud and clear then. But since then, in the toilets, the band goes.
Yeah, we'll have to see which direction that's moving now.
Well, it's going to just expand outward from where I am, I guess, or where everybody is. So we'll see what happens, I guess.
Okay. Well, I'm here. Everybody's sounding good to me so far.
Okay. Well, tell them to hang in there for the 73 round, and we'll come back around to them in a bit.
All right, Rick. Andy says hang in there for the 73 round, and we'll get right back around to you. Maybe the band will be a little bit better between you two.
Yep, roger. Yeah, you're a 10 over, Tim, so no problem hearing you, so that for now anyway. But, all right, yeah, I'll be riding along and watching the basketball game, so carry on, W8 Arnie.
Dude.
He's done.
All right, your turn, Tim. Hey, WBL, Whiskey 2, Alpha Juliet Romeo. How are things in Cincinnati?
All things are going pretty well here today. Can't complain. It's been a fairly decent day, about 35 maybe today. It's down to 31. Mostly sunny all day, so it looked pretty outside. And didn't have any wind to cut you in half or anything. But, yeah, the other night or last night I was on with the band of brothers. Sometimes when I get off the 6-8 group, I'll go up to 275 and talk to Norm and Jack and those guys up there for a little bit before they start their net at 6. So, as you well know, we deal with them all the time here. But anyway, nice guys. But anyway, nothing else going on here. So just running along, got the amplifier on because I think I might need it. So everybody's sounding good so far. So back to you, Andy, and thanks for running. Did you get any more snow, by the way, KWBL?
Well, yesterday we got 25 inches of snow. Places around us got 42 inches of snow. So we got off light. They didn't close any of the roads around us, closed all the schools. I was telling Bill, I was working from home because I didn't want to stand out in a 40-mile-an-hour wind, 45-mile-an-hour wind while it was snowing. So I worked from home yesterday, but it was a little bit rough in the morning, and then it did two times. It snowed in the morning during the morning rush hour, and at night and in the evening for the evening rush hour. So Murphy's Law prevails.
Is this pretty normal for you guys up there every year this much?
It's becoming more normal. Let's put it that way. It's normal for what we have. You call the snow belt or the ski country that's farther south from us. The way the wind patterns go, we don't normally get it. But the last few years, that wind pattern has shifted with the wind coming from the southwest, and that goes across the entire fetch of the lake, and we're at the end, so we get dumped on. And I'm at the very northern edge of the band. So it's usually more intense a mile or two south from me, but lately it's been traveling up and we've been getting a pretty good shot of it. About half of whatever the big snow total is, that's what we get.
Oh, okay. Wow. It's just, that's unheard of in Cincinnati down here. Our snow line is pretty much Columbus, Ohio. I-70 cuts through the middle of the state, and we don't get much snow south of that at all. So every once in a while, but usually they get a lot more than we do. So, okay, listen, I'll be riding low for the 73 round. So give me a call back then. I'll be in the room in and out today.
Roger, sounds good, Tim. Good signal. Whiskey 2, Alpha Julia Romeo 4, KAWBL. W2, JPD, John, can you still hear me from New Hampshire, John?
Oh, yeah, Andy, I hear you no problem. You're doing fine these days.
Well, I've got a light copy on you, John, but you're making it.
Well, that's unusual. I'm pushing about 700 watts.
Oh, there you go. Well, I'm at 5, so my 5 and you're 7.
And now all of a sudden you're gone. All I have is static.
Oh, there you go. Dave, do you have a copy on John?
Yep, I got him. Hang on. W2JPD, do you copy N9UIE?
Yeah, Dave, I copy it. I can hear Andy. It's just, he's right at my noise level all of a sudden. My noise level's come up to an F9.
Yeah, what's happening is the band's going long already. Really early on us. What's going on? It's your turn.
Just hanging on. Really cold here. The high today was below 30. Same thing tomorrow. It's supposed to be 10 degrees tonight. I just hate it. Anyway, look, let me back out here to go to the next one, Dave. And Andy, I think you can hear me. Have a good one. I'll just ride along.
Okay, we'll catch you later, John. He's going to ride along for the 73 round and let you go to pick up the next one because the band's going to crap. N9 UAE.
Yeah, I can hear him too, and then he pooped out. All right, John, if you can hear me, W2JPD, we'll catch you on the 73 round. K1BCR, can you still hear me, John?
I do, but you're starting to slide. Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah, you're starting to slide. You got the amp on now, or are you still at 100 watts?
No, I'm right about kilowatt there. Pretty close to it. I got you 5.7 to 5.9 where you were 20 over. So it is definitely changing quickly. Good evening, man. You're kind of good. I hope you had a good Friday, over.
Yeah, Friday was good. It was better than last Friday, I can tell you that. We talked about that last night.
Roger. I had a great time last night. It was fun. A good net. And also, I can't believe 27 inches is a light snowfall for you guys. That is just incredible, over.
Yeah, anything up to about 36 inches, John, we can deal with if it comes in a 24-hour period. So, yeah, we were well within our range of being able to handle it. The whiteout conditions were kind of rough. The wind made it tough. So it was kind of dangerous to travel, but yeah, they cleaned it up quick.
All right, well, after that. Well, now, your snowblower, it must be like a tall, thin one where it has a big opening to help blow off the snow.
Well, I've got a three-stage snowblower, John, had to, because those drifts, it takes a little bit more power, a little bit more oomph to get through there. So, yeah, we got a monster as far as the snowblower goes.
I get that. Man, I tell you what, you guys are real troopers up there. Oh, my goodness, I could see why you'd want to retire and go somewhere a little bit south where you wouldn't get into that band. But anyhow, here's Wichita. It's a Merry Christmas. Hi. Anyway, good evening, Randy, and all the moonlighters out there. Everybody's sounding pretty good up here so far. But you are starting to slide pretty quickly, so I may need a relay for the 73 roundover.
Yeah, you're fading fast. You were 5'9 the first time you came back. You're down to a 5'8, 5'7. So, yep, we're losing it quick this evening. That kind of sucks. But, well, thanks for being out there, John.
Roger, I'm here if you need any help.
K1BCR. Yep, Whiskey 2, Alpha Juliet Romeo. KI4EGQ, or yeah, EGQ Bill in Georgia. Whiskey 2, Alpha Juliet Romeo. Got a copy?
Yeah, Whiskey 2, Alpha Juliet Romeo. KI4EGQ, you are 10 over 9 in Woodstock, Georgia.
Yeah, and you're just about the same coming back into Buffalo, New York. You're outside the bubble, so your signals are going to do nothing but improve tonight.
Well, hot damn. Excuse me, hot darn. Pardon that, but it must be getting hungry. But anyway, it's really pleasant, 52 degrees, and looking for a low overnight of 42, so might even open the windows, over.
Well, I'd open the windows, but I'm afraid a polar bear crawl in. Where is Woodstock in Georgia?
Yeah, Woodstock is about 30 miles northwest of Atlanta. So, you know, we're just outside the air traffic bubble. But, you know, close enough we can get in, you know, if we go inside the beltway.
Oh, roger on that. Okay. Well, you boys from Atlanta always come in good for up here. There must be some kind of thing going on between Atlanta and Buffalo, because I hear you guys pretty good down there.
Oh, well, fantastic. I've been hearing everyone good tonight, you know, everybody that's checked in so far. So, good propagation, that's for sure. You know, we did loop on our boat a couple years ago. Came out the Erie Canal and then went to Oswego, but we did stop for a couple of days in Cayuga Lake. And, you know, went to dinner, was at the inn at Aurora. Really liked that. And went on the wine cruise. that was going all the venues, over.
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful area in there. The Finger Lakes region of New York is a jewel. And yeah, it's, Seneca Falls is right in that area, so that's where we're going to be tomorrow. But yeah, it's gorgeous country, and a lot of good wineries up there. You can definitely have yourself a good time traveling through there. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, roger. We brought back a couple of cases and gave some away. I think we still might have a bottle stashed around here somewhere, but always love that, for sure. But it was a good trip. And but, yeah, this is George's home, so we're settling back in.
Oh, roger. Well, and if you get tired of the wine, you can always take just a quick trip up the thruway to Utica, and you can go to Utica Club and get yourself some... or the Utica Brewery and get yourself some Sam Adams. There you go. They make Sam Adams up in that neck of the woods. So there you go. If wine isn't your thing, you can always go find a brewery.
Boy, that sounds like my kind of trip. I think I was going through some of those back roads and fat the tractor trailer full of Chobani yogurt.
Oh, there you go. I actually kind of like Chobani yogurt, so there you go. That'd be okay for me.
All right, well, roger. Well, not much else going on here. I've actually got to, I guess I'll miss the 73 round. I got to get the grill started and make dinner and do all that. Just going to grill some chicken, so should be an easy night.
Well, sounds good, Bill. Glad you stopped by, and we'll miss you for the 73, but we'll give you your 73 now, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All
the 73 to you. Thanks for let me check in. W2AJR in the net, KI4UTQ 73. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all.
Yep, KI4EGQ. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. And if you didn't come in to check in, I'd be talking to myself, which, you know, I do on a regular basis anyway. Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo. KQ4RHK, what's going on, Dan?
W2AJR in the group. This is KQ4RHJ. Andy, you know, I got 2 at 15 over down here. Can you hear me okay now tonight?
Oh yeah, big signal coming back here, Dan. You're outside the bubble and your signal's way up.
Okay, that's good. Well, this morning it was 22 degrees, but there was a big bright moon first thing, made it brighter than it should be outside. And it's supposed to get warmer tomorrow, but then Saturday night through Monday night it's supposed to rain. But I guess I'll take rain over all that snow that you guys are talking about. Back to you.
Yeah, we're supposed to get some rain and snow mixed on Sunday. That's going to be a little messy. Then they're talking about it getting cold again, but be dry. And then the end of next week, they're talking about a little bit more snow. We got to get that cold air a little bit colder, although it's only 18 degrees right now. Got to get that lake frozen, and that'll shut that nonsense off, and then we'll be good.
Yeah, we got wimpy weather back there. So it looks like 33 degrees down here. So 10 meters has been a DX mortgage, Morgan. I've mentioned that before. But last Saturday, I made a contact with a guy in Japan. And yesterday, I made contact with another guy from Japan. So anyway, I kind of made my DX day for those. Back to you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was shooting DX at 10 meters a couple days ago. You know, typical stuff. Sweden, Germany, France, in other words, I'm looking at my logbook here. England, let's see, where else? That's about it as far as that I've been, but it's been real consistent and real easy to do, so that's nice.
Yeah, it has been. I'm looking at my log. Just earlier today, I had Germany, Denmark, Belgium, Dominican Republic. So it's just turn it on and you find somebody. So the last thing I would say, I think it was Tuesday night, somebody mentioned they don't drink. And I don't drink either, and people react funny when they find that out. But I was visiting some folks that I know in Estonia. Their latitude's like Alaska, so they're cold, and they view alcohol more like antifreeze than anything else. And their question for me was, if you don't drink, how do you keep from getting worms? Back to me. Back to you.
How do you keep from getting worms? You drink pasteurized milk and not from a yak, I guess.
I don't know. Some people just have a funny take on different things.
Well, I guess, you know, it's not a problem we have here, I guess. There's other third world or first world the problems we do have, but, you know, you got to keep from getting shot, you know, that kind of stuff. But in worms, that's not one of those things you worry too much about.
No, I don't think I've ever really heard of a case. I don't know. I guess not. So anyway, back to you.
Well, the dog, I mean, we got a dog, our first dog, it had worms. We got to deworm the dog, but, you know, that's that. I don't know if I've ever, I'm sure none of my kids' friends ever came over and said they were sick with worms, you know what I mean? So I guess that's a plus.
Yeah, well, with dogs, you know, they just root around at anything they can get to. So I guess that's kind of almost expected. So anyway, back to you again.
Well, it's always good to hear you, Dan. And we'll come back around to you for the 73, okay?
I'll be here.
There you go. Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo KQ4 RHJ. Now, I'm not sure how this one's going to go. Usually I can hear him, but I don't know what these conditions. W3BAX, Mr. Greg, how you doing in PA this evening? Can you hear me?
You're about a 2 in the noise, maybe a 3-3. Andy, W3BAX, any copy on me?
Talking, Greg, but I can't hear what you're saying. Does anybody else have him? go for it.
Hey there, Greg, W3BAX. This is WA1NIP, Mark in Atlanta. How's the copy there, Greg?
You've got a solid line coming up on this job. How about down there?
Not too bad at all, Greg. Good solid 5-8. I'm glad you checked in tonight. Yeah, Andy's having a little trouble catching you up there. The noise level's pretty high in a few areas from what I can hear. How was your day today, sir?
Cold and colder, and it's about it.
Oh, I know. You know, the band has been kind of crazy. One day it's great, the next day it's hardly usable, but I guess that's a lot of the time of the year right now. Yeah, we played around on some of the other bands, oh gosh, when was it? Yesterday a little bit. Had a couple of good DX contacts. Not that I was really trying very hard. I was just playing around trying to get the radio to work good. But other than that, it is what it is. And it's good to hear you again. Yeah, usually I can't hear you too well, but tonight you sound pretty darn good. What's the radio that you're running, Greg? I forgot what it was.
CBS.
Ah, yeah, I recall. Well, it's definitely the band, no question about it, but hey, that's okay. I don't mind. As long as we don't have too much QRM, I can deal with it. And when we're not running Vintage Night, you know, we can use our filtering and whatnot.
Yeah, I was just down on the
Yeah, Roger. Absolutely. Well, Greg, you gonna stick around till the end here and hang out with us one more time? Okay, great. Nice talking to you again, my friend. All right, we'll clear with W3BAX, back up to W2AJR, and then back down to WA1NIP.
Yep, thanks, Mark, for picking him up. Yeah, short range is no good. It's gone for me. So, WA1NIP, what's up, Mark?
Well, man, I've got you pretty darn good. You and John and Rick was sounding great. Everybody's sounding okay so far. I think I even heard Jeff. Which, that's probably because of the excellent operator expertise he has in that 520 he's running, Roger.
Yeah, when he gets on the right frequency, he's doing pretty good.
Well, I didn't know we could go up to 375. Was that with 372? Is that in our band area?
Well, it is now. I guess we get away from all the QRM up there, right?
I think it's great. Well, you know, hey, we could use the extra bandwidth, I'll tell you. I'm doing good, Andy. Good to hear you back, my friend. You've been doing some traveling, I guess.
this last weekend was a mess, Mark. It was an absolute mess. Oh, my God. I was scheduled to work on Friday. I flew into New York and trucked over to our office in Melville because they're supposed to be moving. And we had to check progress. We couldn't get any information out of them. And I get over there, and nothing was done. The guy that's supposed to be doing it, the managing partner in that office, is nowhere to be seen. No one's seen him. And guess what? The money that he was supposed to be using to move offices is gone. So, yeah, that was fun.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, I feel bad for you on that one. We've had situations where somebody's just kind of taken off and all the funds were appropriated. And more importantly, though, it just left us in a real mess because everything was just out of control. And then we had customers that were complaining. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But I think I saw you did some traveling. You hit some interesting places in the last week or so. That Christmas town was pretty cool.
Well, yeah, I called my wife. I said, well, I'm here for 3 days. I'm actually going to sit here. I said, you want to do something? And she said, sure. So she flew in Friday afternoon. And then we rented a car and went up to Stockbridge in Massachusetts in the Berkshires. And they have a Christmas thing for that last weekend. We did a bunch of the Berkshire cottages. We went to the Mount, which is Elizabeth Wharton's place. A bunch of different places. We went to Lenox. Where else did we go? Lee. We were in Lee. We saw a lot of nice stuff while we were up there.
Did I see and maybe I'm imagining this, did they have old cars parked in the parking spots?
That's the town where Norman Rockwell painted. So they had the town looking just like one of his paintings. So yeah, they had all vintage vehicles all parked along the street. They blocked the road off for a couple of blocks, and they had all the vintage cars parked out in front of all the old shops.
At first, I could have sworn that was AI, and then I looked at it and I said, yeah, I think those are the real deal.
Yep, they absolutely were. There was two Woodies, one with a Christmas tree on top, one with a sled on the top. There was a vintage fire engine. That was some really cool stuff.
Oh, that's great. Well, it sounds like you guys had a good time. That sort of thing really puts me in the mood. You know, I remember going up to Stockbridge, but when you say the Berkshires, you know, that was a lot of places there, and the very fond memories. I used to watch the old movies like Christmas in Connecticut and It's a Wonderful Life, I think you mentioned earlier. Yeah, that sort of stuff used to get me in the holiday spirit. So down here, you know, it's 55 degrees outside and it's drizzling. All we have is Christmas lights and people from Massachusetts pretending like it's Christmas time.
Yeah, it's no fun walking around in an ugly Christmas sweater when it's 60 degrees out.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, anyway, hey, quick shout out to my neighbor Bill over there in Woodstock. It looks like he might have checked out, but Bill sounded good, and everybody else so far. Hey, Bill and Dave, John, Rick. So, good deal, my friend. If you need anything, I'll ride along here just doing a little reading.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, I'm probably going to need something because if somebody in close to me, I'm not going to be able to catch, so...
All right, buddy, it's all yours. Right here if you need me. WE1NIP.
All right. Hey, Jeff, we'll do a CQ here and see if we can pick anybody else up, okay?
Roger, roger.
Ouch, man, you're loud. CQ40. This is Whiskey 2, Alpha Juliet Romeo. Looking for check-ins for the Moonlighters. Anyone anywhere?
Kilo Delta 6, Golf Hotel Zulu, Texas.
Kilo Delta 6, Golf Hotel Zulu. Beautiful signal from Texas. Anybody else?
Kilo 8, Alpha Charlie Foxtrot.
I got a Kilo India 5 from Oklahoma. What was the suffix? Go ahead.
Kilo India 5, Bravo, Mike and Air. You copy?
Okay, I'm not, for some reason, I'm not picking up the end of it. I heard the Bravo. What was the end of it?
Kilo India 5, Bravo, Mike, Sierra. You copy?
Bravo, Mike, BMS, Bravo, Mike, Sierra. Yeah, I got you. That wasn't you. That was just me. My ears weren't picking that up. Anybody else? I thought there was another one. Okay, that's it. All right, we'll be right down to you, gentlemen, in just a minute. Jeff, did you get those?
Roger, roger. Couple of good ones there because I can hear them. But I'm hearing everybody. Even got a good copy on Mark. Yay!
Roger on that. Okay, back to line 14, 85 VM. What's up, Paul? Alpha Echo 5, Victor Mike. Paul in Minnesota? Any copy, Whiskey 2, Alpha Juliet Romeo.
Bill usually hits him, Andy.
All right. N0 GFQ, you there, Bill?
I are here. You got me?
Yeah. You want to try AE5VM for me? Alpha Echo 5, Victor Mike?
Okay. Alpha Echo 5, Victor Mike, N0 GFQ. You got a copy on me tonight there, over? Okay, you got me a 4-4. I cranked it up a little bit better. Is that better, over? Okay, up to a 5-5. Yeah, you're about a 4-3, 4-4 for me. So, yeah, I think we're going long on the band already early this evening. So, anything going on? You getting snowed out or is it just plain cold, over?
I was just working on a couple of projects here. just agreed to be.
Yeah, you were a co-pilot.
I was going to the person when you came up. All the time was,
QSL, QSL, yeah, definitely cold. Well, it's that time of the year, and I guess there's more Arctic troughs coming down, so it's really going to get super cold probably over the next couple days. We're supposed to get a bunch of rain over the weekend, so it seems like everybody's going to get it, even Andy up there in Buffalo. So it looks like we're going to get a good watering. And he might even make it all the way up to New England. So, anywho, are you going to hang around for the 73 round?
He wants your call sign.
Yeah, my call sign is November 0, Golf, Foxtrot, Quebec, N0, GFQ, QSL?
QSL, I just looked up on the list here. I always mess with your voice here.
I'm just looking around.
Oh yeah, big signal, Bill. No problem. You're getting stronger. You're in that zone where everything's stronger. Thanks for picking him up. Yeah, I can hear him talking. I can catch a word or two, but he wasn't hearing me, obviously. So thanks for catching him. Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo, clear with N0 GFQ and 85 VM. KS0 RZH. Don, what's going on, Don?
Oh, just hanging around here. Thought I'd check in on you. See how everybody is doing.
Well, everybody's doing so far so good. The band's not doing that great, but, man, you got a good strong signal coming into Buffalo.
Yeah, it's got to be a 7610 there. I'm going to give that 7300 to my son-in-law, so I got to be a 7610 so I can do a little bit more with it.
Well, there you go. A 7610 is a nice rig. Well, a 7300 is a nice rig, too. Your son-in-law ought to appreciate that, that's for sure. Nice gift.
Yeah, they're both supposed to go get their tickets. They're studying for it now. There, I give it to him, or I'm going to give it to him. And my daughter decided she was going to get in on it too. So we'll have a couple of them that will be joining in with us.
Well, that's a good incentive to get your license, to get your ticket. Somebody give you a rig. That would get me off my butt for sure.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He helped me out here at the house quite a bit there, so try to repay him a little bit.
Wow, that's awesome, Don. Yeah, what a great gift. And 7300 is not a bad rig, so it's a good start for him.
Yeah, it's only about 2 months old there. I just was going to get him one there, and I decided, well, you know what, I'll just upgrade and give him this one.
Roger, and was
there
somebody in there with a comment? Go ahead.
This is K1BCR. Someone's trying to crowd in on us, and they're asking if the frequency is in here. But they came in there anyway, Andy. K1BCR, over.
Oh, thanks, John. Okay, yeah, I can barely hear you now. Wow, how the band has shifted. Yeah, whoever's asking, the frequency is definitely in use. Been that way for about an hour now, so hopefully it'll be that way for another hour.
Well, I'll give it back to you there, Alan, so, or Andy, and let you take it back over so you can get on through there before the band goes away.
Okay, thanks, Don. Glad to hear you in there, and stick around. We'll come back around to you for the 73, which, I don't know, depending on how things go, may not be that long. Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo, clear with KF0 RZH. K9 EFT, Alan, am I going to be able to hear you, Alan? What's up? Oh, 5.9 plus, Alan. How's things going in Portage?
Oh, we're in there. My wife is very good. This is going to be cold. So we're trying to navigate Alabama for the warmer
today than it was yesterday. That's the morning it was 4 times the temperature of what it was. We had 4 degrees yesterday and 17 this morning. So I think that's a good thing.
Well, I guess it depends on how you look at a wind, but yeah, you got to keep that cold to yourself. Got to keep it away from that little baby.
Oh, I know it. That's trying to get over. I'm going to go to a Christmas party with my son and his family on Sunday. So, if I'm still dealing with this, I'm going to have to ask Shadow Club and see if they really want me to come.
Well, you got to find somebody else to give it to. So, I don't know, go shopping or something and give it to somebody you don't know. Most everybody sounded good. It's just the ones that are real in close. Anybody that's like 300 miles or less, 400 miles or less maybe, not making the trip. But everybody outside of that is booming in. So there's pluses and minuses, I guess. Well, I'm good. I'm not going out to dinner with you. That's all I got to say. Good luck getting rid of it, Alan.
Thanks a lot. All right. Well, let me see you guys
WA1NIP. KI5BMS. Your turn, Steve. Are you in there?
He went offline, guys. N9UAE.
Thank you, Dave. No copy, Andy.
Okay. Yeah, he's offline. Thanks, Dave. And thanks, Mark. Whiskey 2 Alpha, Juliet Romeo. KEA Victor Mike Victor. Can you hear me, Mark? Kilo Echo 8, Victor Mike Victor, any copy, Mark?
I can usually hit him.
Try it again, go ahead.
Kilo Echo 8, Victor Mike Victor, Mr. Fulton County, WA1NIP, you got a copy? KE8VMV, WA1NIP for the relay. Hello, Mark.
Wow, two for two, sorry.
Yep, let's see, who else? John, K1BCR, can you still hear me, John?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Can you try line 18, please?
Let me see if I can get old Mark in here. K8, Victor, Mike Victor, K1BCR, you got a copy? Coca-Cola, come on into the net. Hey, Victor, Mike Victor, over. He just walked away from the radio. I know he can hear one of us there. I know, because Mark is blasting in here. The other Mark, WA1IP. Back to you, Andy.
Okay, thanks, no problem. Maybe we'll come back to him. We'll see what happens. KD6, Golf Hotel Zulu. Devin, any copy on Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo? Still there, Devin? KD6 GHZ, any copy on Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo? Oh, he was booming in from Texas. I should be able to hear him. Mark, you want to give him a shot, W1NIP?
Yeah, what line, 19?
19, sir.
Kilowatt Delta 6, Golf Hotel Zulu. Good evening, Devin, WA1NIP, relay for the Moonlighters. So you got a copy? Devin, I think I heard you. KD6GHZ, WA1NIP. Go ahead, sir. I've talked to him in the past. It's always been really light, so not much of a chance, I'm afraid.
Okay. Yeah, he was super loud. It's N0GFQ. Bill, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Can you try KD... where are we? KD6GHZ. Contact go. On that station at all.
Yeah, he's right into noise blue.
Okay. What was the call again, Tim? So let's make sure we just get it in the log. Oh, he's checked in with us before.
You know, Dave might get line 19, Andy.
All right, let's give it a shot. N9UIE, you want to try line 19, Dave?
Kilo Delta 6, Golf Hotel Zulu. Kilo Delta 6, Golf Hotel Zulu. N9UIE calling. He might be coming back to me, guys. There's somebody way down in my dirt.
Over. Copy, over.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a broadcast station that's starting to come in there. I was hearing it too, Bill, but thanks for trying. Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo, I'm there with everybody. Thanks everybody who tried on that one. Let's see, Mark and Dave and Bill and Tim and whoever else got involved in that one. K8ACF, Jeff, in Ohio. Any copy on Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo? Yeah, this is a struggle. K8ACF, Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo. Go ahead. WA1NIP, Mark, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I still got you. Kilowatt 8, Alpha Charlie Foxtrot. Jeff, this is WA1NIP. Do you have a copy, sir? K8ACF. Jeff, this is WA1NIP. Are you in there, sir? No, I've talked to him, and I guess it's the band.
Yeah, everybody's starting to fade now. I was losing Bill, I'm losing you, everybody. Oh well, we'll do what we can do, that's all we can do. All right, thanks Mark. WA1NIP, clear with K8ACF. N4JY, let's see if we can hear you, John. How are things in Kenosha?
W2AJR, N4JY, help copy, Andy.
Oh, thank heaven. I got a 10 over SI on you, John.
Well, very good. Chilly night here tonight. We have 22 degrees, the wind chill of about 15. But that's our low for tonight. We're supposed to warm up tomorrow. And tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening, it's supposed to rain. And we're going to get rain from then until the end of Sunday. So looking forward to that, actually, because we need to get out there and wash the cars and get all the salt off of them. And we don't have the opportunity here. Our normal gas station we used to go to get the cars washed closed, and it's now an intersection, kind of a modified circle loop, and we haven't found another one we like. So we'll all get out there and scrub the cars down with the soap and let the rain rinse them off, and that's the deal here this weekend. Other than that, we did get to attend our grandkids' Christmas pageant here over the week. We were up in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, and did some good pictures and some good video. Had a good time with them, and excellent program up there for their school, and got that taken care of. And we'll actually incorporate a couple of the pictures we took into our Christmas card once we get it printed up, and I don't know when I'm going to get around to that. We'll have to see how that goes. But they've been pretty busy here at work, so we're working in where we can. The cars might be a little late this year, but that's as it goes. But other than that, we should be hanging around here for the 73 round. We're working on some songs across the basement here on the computer workstation. I got a funeral to sing for on Monday, so we're kind of working those things over. So I thought I'd wander back over here and check in, and then wander back over there and work on music. So we will be here for the 73 round. Thanks for picking me up. Good signal here into Kenosha this evening, Andy. W2AJR with the Moonlighters, N4JY.
Yeah, beautiful signal, John. Beautiful signal. Now, is there a Christmas concert in your future? Is there any Christmas music going to be, Christmas songs going to be happening for you?
Oh yeah. We're passing up on Christmas Eve. They normally do the midnight mass there at church, and we're going to pass on that because we're having to do the 7 a.m. service by myself, and I'm not going to be up honking with the geese late if I have to be the only one up at 3 in the morning warming up my voice for the 7 a.m. service. So we're going to pass on that, and unless somebody says, hey, I want to join you, then we might be singing Christmas Eve, but we'll wait and see. But we've already got the songs lined up and working on the music for that and looking forward to that there on Christmas morning. And I have an accompanist that has, get this, 1, 2, 3 kids in college, and they'll all be home playing a violin, viola, and cello along with me on Christmas morning and looking forward to that. So that's the story here. And we'll stick that schedule unless somebody says they want to join me, and then I might join them on Christmas Eve. W2AJR from N4JY.
Wow, God bless them. 3 kids in college.
Woo.
Holy mackerel. Oh, man, I don't know. It boggles my mind what that's going to cost.
Well, 2 of the 3 have music scholarships, so they're good to go, but we'll see. And she's a physical therapist, and he's a project manager in a healthcare facility, and I'm sure they're making good money. And God bless them, N4JY.
Amen to that. Well, enjoy your 7 o'clock in the morning sing-along there. I will not be partaking. We'll go to Mass the day before, Christmas Eve. So there you go. All right, John, thanks for checking in. Always good to hear you. I haven't gotten a new microphone report from you for a while, so I'll be looking forward to hearing that in the near future. Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo, clear with N4JY. Oh, I doubt this is going to happen. We'll try it. AC3 LXJ Ethan, you got any kind of copy on me? I didn't think so. WA1NIP, you want to give Ethan a shout?
Ethan, Kilowatt, Charlie 3, Lima X-ray, Juliet. Ethan, you got a copy on WA1NIP?
Kilo, Charlie 3, Lima X-ray, Juliet. Yeah, WA1NIP is coming in here loud and clear. Unfortunately, I can't hear him at all.
Yeah, Andy's kind of in a little bubble there. I've got a good copy on him, but some of the other stations have a little trouble. But you sound pretty good there tonight, Ethan. How are you doing?
Well, not too bad.
Understand. Same with me. You know, it's, what is it? It's only 7:25 here on the East Coast, and it seems like it's much later. Anyway, have you worked on anything exciting in the last couple of days on the bench? Oh, that's good. Getting a little holiday stuff going there. Hey, before I let you go, I did want to ask you about the Loudon Boomer. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, real quick, what is a Loudon Boomer? I guess it's an amp, right?
Yes, that is amplifier, runs a single, well, originally it came with a 3-CAD 400, but mine has a 3-500 in it right now, with a short plate cap. It will fit a 3-500 in it, no problem. But yeah, it's just a single 3-CAD 500 ground grid linear amplifier. Works designed by Highland Craft. They got the design from a different company, and I don't know if they started making them or had the other company make them for them. I think it was their main model. But the power supply, of course, has a simple amplifier, still more difficult. In fact, the way it is, the power supply is looking at it. So, yeah, super efficient. And it's at least a 56-pound power supply.
What an appropriate name, though, for that amplifier. It's kind of like Volkswagen had their little VW van, and they called it, or they put up the thing on the front that said Farfenugen. So when I look at your amplifier and it says Loudenboomer, it's like, God, that's got to be German for amplifier or something, but sounds pretty good. I had a 3500Z amplifier at one time, an AEA, Advanced Electronic Associates, I think it was. I didn't keep it for long, but I probably should have kept my hands on it. Well, it's sounding good, Ethan. Glad you could jump in there tonight with us. Good talking to you, and thanks for the input on the Loudenboomer. It's very neat stuff. You know, we don't hear a lot of helicrafters, so thanks for bringing those in, buddy, especially the Galaxy, too. All right, let's break with KC3LXJ. Go back to W2AJR. I don't know if you heard Ethan or not, but
I didn't hear a word. I could tell you were talking, but couldn't make out any of it. Thanks, Mark. WA1NIT and KC3LXJ. Let's give this one a try. KC4EU, Bill. In Virginia, what's going on, Bill?
W2AJR, Andy, it's KC4EU. Got you loud and clear here, F9. Sounding good. The rest of the band is kind of crappy, but you're sounding good here tonight.
Oh, yeah. Big signal coming from you, Bill. No problem whatsoever for Virginia. What's going on down there tonight?
Oh, not a whole lot this evening. I retired yesterday, so I'm fully retired now. I was doing some part-time work for the staff of contractor here. And now I got that off my plate, and I can explore doing some retirement, more retirement stuff, over.
Well, congratulations to you on that. That's my goal in the next bit here, is to say that same thing. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it'll free up a little bit of time. I was 3/4 retired anyways, and just doing some part-time stuff for them, but I'm kind of glad to have that off my plate now, and just do some stuff around here, do a little more traveling maybe, and maybe a little more playing on the radio, over.
There you go. You're going to be one of those retired guys on the radio during the day. That's my goal right there.
Copy that. I need to get an old rig in here to mess with. Some old tube rig, heat kit or something. I don't know. I'm looking around, looking on eBay. One will fall into my lap eventually.
Well, they're becoming more and more popular again, so they're getting a little bit, the price is starting to come up on them a little. People are starting to be interested in that again, which is a good thing, and to keep those things out of the junk pile. We look forward to hearing whatever you got when you get it.
Yeah, okay, thank you. All right, I'll let you go. You've got a couple more on your list there, but it is some hard conditions tonight. But you're sounding great. Some of the other contacts out there, like Ethan and Shippensburg, I couldn't hear anything out of them. And 4JY was doing a pretty good job down there. So I guess it's hitting it. So anyways, Andy, thanks a lot. I wanted to check in here this week. I haven't been on probably since last Monday, maybe. I don't know. And I will talk to you all later. 73, KZ4EU, and I'll be one and done here.
Okay, Bill, we'll give you your 73 now, and thanks for coming in here. And once again, congratulations on the retirement. Whiskey 2, Alpha Juliet Romeo Clear with KZ... Where am I? KZ4EU. Let's see. N9JLR, Doug in Indiana. Any copy on Whiskey 2, Alpha Juliet Romeo? Go ahead.
Contact.
And JLR. Doug, any copy? Go ahead. Oh, I've got a really good copy on you, Doug. You're coming through here, S9, in a little bit. Go ahead.
Contact.
She's bipolar, you never know. I'm looking over at the thing, I don't see anything going on. There's no aurora, there's no x-ray, no flare, no nothing. So I guess it's just our luck tonight. Oh, I forgot about N, it's a full moon too. So there you go. Go ahead, pick them up, or at least, Norway 3 Victor Sugar?
November 3, Victor Sugar. Yeah, he said, I'm trying to check in and I can just barely hear Andy.
Oh, okay, no problem. Jeff, if you can still hear me, Norway 3, Victor Sugar is checking in. Get him on the list. Oh, and there he is. Okay. Yeah, I don't know, Doug. It's a wacky night, so it's just gonna have to roll with it. Yeah, you might be getting my resignation after this one.
I understand.
All right, Doug. Thanks for stopping by. With you too, Alpha Julia Romeo Clear, then 9JLR. 89YUZ, Jimmy, and where are you? Where'd you just go? Jimmy in Indiana, another Indiana, go ahead. Oh, okay. Alright, and that one went offline. So, Mark, WA1NIP, you might as well pick up Norway 3 Victor Sugar for me if you can.
Not bad, Mark. You've got a good signal. You're 15 over 9 up here. But I can't hear Andy hardly at all, and I can't hear John up there. So the band is undoubtedly going to run. Things are good. It's been a cold day today. It was 15 degrees this morning when I got up, and it hasn't broke much out of the 30s. So, well, look, it's winter, over. Okay, I'm on a Pro 3. Just the wire antenna and a Pro 3. That's all I've got left outside is the wire antenna. You're going to need some meters. But I thought I put the Pro 3 on tonight. All my vintage stuff that I normally run is up and running right now. And I'm working on, I'm not good on transistors. I never did much work on transistors. I've got that little rig over there and I'm playing with it. If I get the audio straight, not on the fine, because on CW it's just a nice 10 to 15 watts.
Especially if they're on a stock, and they're on a stock, and they're fairly inexpensive.
barefoot. See, and I'm running barefoot. Good flowers tonight. Okay, I'll be riding along for the 73 round. I'll hear some, and I'll be a lot I won't hear. Robert.
Yep, I could just barely hear him. I could pick out about half of what he was saying, or just a little bit less. So thanks, Mark. W1NIP and Norway 3, Victor Sugar. KJ5GRE, Trubin, wherever, Arkansas? Whiskey 2, Alpha Juliet Romeo, go ahead.
Roger, roger, sir. Whiskey 2, Alpha Juliet Romeo, I have you a 5-9, a 5-9 here in Arkansas, over.
Oh, roger, true, but have you the same, maybe just a hair or less, maybe a 5-8, but a good signal coming back into Buffalo tonight. What's going on in Arkansas?
Just a Friday night, and I just figured I'd check in the net for a little bit and relax from a long week of work, and it's going to rain tomorrow and most of the weekend, so I'll probably be by the radio, sir, over.
Well, that sounds like a good place to be when it's raining outside, or when it's snowing outside like it was doing up here the other day. So, sounds like a good plan to me, buddy.
Yeah, roger, roger. I grew up in New England, so I don't miss that snow. I like it for about 2 minutes, and then it gets old.
Yeah, the first couple are nice, then after that, it's time to quit. I don't mind it when it's normal depth, but when we get these big snows like we've been getting up here or just outside of Buffalo, that's getting a little bit too much, you know what I mean?
Roger, roger. I definitely don't miss that.
Yeah, I don't know too many people that would. Oh, maybe some skiers, I guess, but I'm getting past those days.
Yeah, I skied. I left for the Army in 1989, and I only go back to visit mom and dad and family and vacations, but I don't think I have skied since 1988.
There you go. Yeah, I haven't downhill skied in maybe, I don't know, well, it's been a long time now. Cross-country ski, and I still snowshoe every once in a while, but that's about it.
Yeah, roger, I love snowshoeing. I actually started that before I left for the Army, and I never did get stationed in the snow state. I've always been a helicopter guy in the South and Iraq and all that, but I never did get to go to Drum or Wainwright or any of those snow state posts.
Well, I guess that's good in a way, and thank you for your service. Let me get that out of the way.
I appreciate that. I'm going to give it back to Net and let some other guys talk, and I'll be riding along for a little bit.
Well, sounds good, Troop. I think we're going to be doing a 73-rounder here right quick. We're to the bottom of the list, and I don't know if we'll be able to hear anybody else, but we'll give it a whirl. Thanks for being in there. Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo, clear with KJ5GRE. CQ40, this is Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo. Looking for your check-ins for the Moonlighters. Anyone, anywhere? CQ40, Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo, looking for your check-ins. Anyone, anywhere? Well, I thought I heard somebody come back to me. Anybody else catch that? Oh, he called in before checking out a new rig, I think.
Wonderful. I'll be there soon.
Roger. Yeah, you got stuck on a little bit there, but you sound pretty good there. You're about a 5-7. Band is very scary tonight. It's kicking off and down all around. So the net control is over at Buffalo, and there was a 5, but I could hardly hear him at all. He's back up to that hill over there. So I'm not able to hear him.
Yep, thanks for picking him up. Normally I can hear him, but with the conditions, not so much. AA4JG, Jeff, can you still hear me?
Yeah, you're there. I didn't hear anybody in that last conversation, but you're there, you're live, but you're back a little bit.
Okay, yeah, you're coming up too. That was, that last call was KC2AQN. KC2AQN, you want to get him on the list? Oh, well, let's try that. KK4VJ2K, what's going on, buddy? KK4VJK, Whiskey 2, Alpha Juliet Romeo.
You were calling me. I'm sorry. I had to step away for a minute.
Oh, that's okay, Kevin. How you doing, buddy? Haven't talked to you in a while.
No, I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Mister? Everything all right up there?
Well, you know, it's snowy. We got 25 inches of snow yesterday, but it's all good.
You keep that white stuff up there, my friend. Yeah, we don't need it down here in the deep south, Roger.
It's not allowed to snow in Dixie.
Yeah, it does from time to time. Once every 10 years, there, Roger.
And that's probably every 10 years too often.
Yeah, well, Charleston, the Charleston weather can be kind of crazy. It's a beautiful place, I can tell you that. But it does snow. Like I said, about every 10 years, we get either a dusting or 6 inches or so. And 6 inches here, brother, brings the place to a standstill there. Roger?
Oh, I would imagine it would. I imagine it would. Yeah, it takes about 36 inches, 38 inches for us to get homebound up here. We can deal with just about anything up to about that amount. So we were well within our limit yesterday.
Yeah, I've been watching the weather. I know you guys, I was going to ask you anyway, you know, how much you had, but you told me. It's not too bad if you get, 6 inches, I think everybody can handle that. You know, when it's 24 or 42, like some places up there, you can forget that. That's why I'm here, not there, Roger.
Well, we did have one area. Not too far from me. That was 42 inches of snow. That was their total. And that pretty much brought them to a halt. That was the travel advisory and the travel ban and highways closed and all the rest of that stuff. So they were over the limit. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, matter of fact, I think I read about that on the internet. well, it is what it is. I mean, you guys live there. I live here. You know, and speaking of snow, when we do get it, the last major one we had, I think it was back in 2017, something like that. They found out they didn't even have a snow plow around here. So, you know, like I said, it doesn't happen very often. So it's pretty tough to invest in snow removal equipment when you don't get it about once every decade. So, the airport had to be shut down while they could find somebody to clean off the runways there, Roger.
Get out there with your shovel. We had one small town in it's one suburb of Buffalo, they had 36 pieces of equipment on the road. And that was just one of the suburbs. I don't even know how many they have all together. They must have thousands of pieces of equipment on the road when it snows. It's crazy.
I know. Oh, wow. All I can say, my good friend Andy, is it is what it is.
Yeah, amen to that, Kevin. How's the XYL doing?
She's doing pretty good. She's getting more mobile. She's up and around. Thank you for asking, by the way. Doing a lot more things we try to get her to keep going and all that, but she's got limits. She can only do so much, and then she's going to lay back down and check the load off the legs and all that. But she's improving. Thank you. By the way,
Roger on that, Kevin. Yeah, well, I guess prayers work, right? That's awesome. Glad to hear that there's progress being made.
All right. Glad to talk to you, sir. You carry on. You got a pretty decent net running. Maybe you'll grab a few more before you decide to call it quits. But great job as always, Andy. KK4VJK Charleston Sierra Charlie. Back to you, my good friend. Carry on.
Once again, the pleasure is all mine, Kevin. KK4VJK Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo. I don't think this one's going to work, but we'll give it a shot. K3EMF. Flying Bob, can you hear me? So, K1BTR, Mr. John, can you still hear me?
I am, but you're like right into the noise level there, Andy. Do you copy K1BTR, over?
Yeah, you're getting that echoey, weird, fluttery sound. So, yeah, can you try getting a hold of Swan Bob for me?
Oh, let's see if the electromotive force is out there. K3 EMF, K1BTR, Swan Bob, you got a copy? Come up this way. You got a long run up yet? Or are you still running the vertical? I know, the band is just, it's a wintertime band here on 40 meters. It's the same old thing. It's not like that, man. I hope you and Lynn are doing good.
Roger, roger. Well, at least we got him in, and we got him out quick. Whiskey 2, Alpha Juliet Romeo. Thanks, K1BCR, and K3EMF. CQ40, this is Whiskey 2, Alpha Juliet Romeo, looking for check-ins for the Moonlighter. Anyone, anywhere. CQ40, Whiskey 2, Alpha Juliet Romeo, looking for check-ins for the Moonlighters. Anyone, anywhere. All right, well, let's get it around once and see what happens. WA1NIP, you want to do a CQ for me, please? AA4JG, Jeff, while you can still hear me, you want to do a CQ for me? Uh-oh, maybe he can't hear me anymore. AA4JG, any copies? Okay, you want to try a CQ while we're still got contact here?
CQ40. You want to join the action?
73 Vandy, I still got you. I've lost about everybody else. N9 UIE.
Yeah, still got a good copy on you. N0 GFQ, Mr. Bill, 73 Bill, thanks for your help. Nothing here and there. I'm not going to get this one. W8RNE, 73 Rick.
73 Rick, N9 UIE. Nope, I didn't get him either.
Just my imagination. Okay. All right. W2JPD 73, John. Nothing heard. K1BCR 73, John. The other John. just talking to myself. That's all there is to it. KQ4 RHJ 73, Dan. Ooh, we can actually heard him come back to me. WA1 NIP 73, Mark. AE5, Victor Mike 73, Paul. Oh, I can actually hear you. That was good. KF0RZ8 73, Don. Oh, well, good signal from you. K9EFD, I think he was pretty much out of there already, but K9EFD 73, Alan.
Yep.
Nothing heard. KE8, Victor, Mike, Victor, we didn't hear you before, Mark, but 73, if you're in there. Nothing heard there. N4JY, 73, John. N9JLR, 73, Doug.
Andy, you still are transmitting. 9 UIE.
Yeah, I see that. I'm looking at my needles just in case. Let's see. Oh, I'm not going to get Norway 3, Victor Sugar. Hey, Mark, WA1NAP, give Tom 73 for me, will you?
I got you. Okay, fine, Mark. I got you. I got just enough of Andy to call me. So, 73
in your mark, and Andy, and everybody
have a good day tomorrow. Norway 3,
Victor. Yep, I actually caught that. 73, Tom. KJ5GRE, 73, true. Who, Tom? Yeah, he picked up pretty good on that last one. KC2AQN 73, David. KK4VJNK 73, Kevin.
72A, Andy. Rough night, ain't it? KK4VJK 73.
Well, sometimes you eat the bear, and sometimes the bear eats you. Have a good night. K9YAF, Doug, 73, Doug. And last but not least, AA4JG, 73, Jeff. It was a rough one. Excellent job, my friend. Job. I want to thank all my relays. You guys made it tonight. If it wasn't for the relays, we wouldn't have had it. So thanks, everybody. Whiskey 2, Alpha Juliet Romeo. Turning the frequency back over to regular amateur 73. All have a good night.